USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol revealed new insight into what happened that day during its primetime hearing Thursday night. According to Vice Chair Liz Cheney, then-President Trump made no calls to direct law enforcement agencies to protect the Capitol. Instead, then-Vice President Mike Pence did, effectively taking on the role of president.
President responded with this sentiment, quote, "Maybe our supporters have the right idea." Mike Pence, quote, deserves it.
The Biden administration is lifting its requirement that international air travelers to the U.S. take a COVID test within a day before boarding the flights, easing one of the last remaining government mandates. A senior administration official today said that the mandate will expire this Sunday at midnight. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Dow dropped more than 700 points this morning after a key inflation report missed estimates and showed a higher-than-anticipated increase in the price of consumer goods. The May Consumer Price Index rose 8.6% year-over-year, its highest level since 1981, further stoking investors' worries about a possible economic downturn and an increase in interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve. The central bank is expected to announce a 0.5% interest rate hike next week. Russian President Vladimir Putin compared himself favorably to Peter the Great, a Russian monarch from the late 17th century, using the likening to justify Russia's invasion of Ukraine. During a visit Thursday to an exhibition dedicated to the first Russian emperor, Putin attempted to liken Peter the Great's conquest of Sweden in the 18th century to his own military invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A federal judge in Texas today dismissed the bankruptcy protection case of InfoWars and two other companies controlled by Alex Jones, the result of an agreement between lawyers for the conspiracy theorist and parents of some of the children slain in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The judge's action allows the parents' defamation lawsuits against Jones to continue in Texas and Connecticut, where trials are pending on how much he should pay families after judges in both states found Jones and his companies liable for damages. An advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky says up to 200 Ukrainian soldiers are dying every day in the war with Russia, and only more and more advanced Western weaponry will reduce the casualties and turn back the Russian offensive. The advisor told the BBC in an interview that the daily loss of Ukrainian fighters resulted from a complete lack of parity between Ukraine and Russia. The Grammys are adding a special Song for Social Change Award and five new categories, including Songwriter of the Year, giving the Recording Academy an avenue to honor music's best composer. The Academy announced that the new non-classical songwriter category will recognize one individual who was the most prolific non-performing and non-producing songwriter for a body of new work. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.